Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please pass it along to them. You know, I was reflecting the other day that it'll soon be 10 years since my hubby Ron and I moved into our current home just north of Pittsburgh. We'd lived in the area for about 2 years or so before we finally found the right, more permanent location and the right builder for us. It then took 6 months for our house to be built. It's not far from Ron's work, so he would stop over to the house during those 6 months, during his lunch break, it seemed like every day it was being built just to see the progress. I think he thought of himself as the GC, like he was a general contractor, but he liked talking to the guys and liked seeing the progress. Well, once that they'd put the windows and the doors in, once it had gotten to that point, well, what was he going to do? Never fear. He always had an idea. So he secretly would unlock one of the back windows of the house. And then later on that evening, he and I could go back when nobody was there. We could lift that window and sneak in just to check the progress ourselves again at the end of the day. And then we'd carefully lock it back up after our nightly visits. We looked forward to seeing the progress and planning for the day when our home would be completed. It's not a grand home. It's a cozy single-story cottage. It's just right for the two of us, and we're so grateful for it. Well, we had in mind as we were building this home that it would probably be our last move. I mean, we'd moved several times before for Ron's job, 3 times crisscrossing the country. But this time we expected would be the last move, except there will be one final move for us and for all of us that we'll make the day the Lord calls us to our forever home. And as we studied in a previous chapter of Dr. David Jeremiah's book, The Promise of Heaven, right now, Jesus is preparing that forever home for each one of us who believes in Him. Jesus is the GC of our forever home. How about that? Jesus is the general contractor. He's not only the GC, Jesus is also the designer of our beautiful forever home. Jesus is picking out finishes and designs right now that are grander than any we could even imagine. In Revelation chapter 21, the Apostle John shares the vision the Lord gave him of that forever home, the New Jerusalem, with many finishes of gold and jasper, sapphire, topaz, amethyst, pearl, many, many precious gemstones. Beautiful. But beyond how our forever home will look, our 4 specific treasures, as Dr. Jeremiah calls them, that will delight us even more. And he talks about them in this chapter of the promise of heaven. The first of those 4 treasures is the most important, I'm sure, to each of us. Our forever home is where Jesus will be. I mean, just imagine that. That's where He will be. And that's the most important thing for us. So Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 31 of his book. He writes, the first thing that makes heaven precious is the presence of Jesus. Our Redeemer will be there, our Savior, our King. As Hebrews 9:24 says, for Christ has not entered the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And then he goes on to write this, imagine the moment we see Jesus. Right now, we don't see him with our eyes. We don't have the privilege of standing in his presence. But as 1 Peter 1:8 says, Christ whom we, having not seen, we love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible, full of glory. So if we rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory now, when we cannot see him with visible eyesight, think of our joy and glory when we can see him. Oh, That is the most precious treasure we can think of, is that when we are in heaven, we are with Jesus. Well, the second treasure of our forever home is not only will we be with Jesus, but we will be with our most precious loved ones. We'll see our parents and our grandparents and our siblings and our friends and other loved ones who have called Jesus their Savior also. Whomever you have grieved and been separated from, if they were a child of God, you will be together in eternity. That's a promise from God. Dr. Jeremiah writes about that on page 31 of his book. He writes, the pain of that separation right now is real. But for followers of Jesus, the pain is not permanent. That's the second reason why heaven is so precious for the children of God, because it allows us to enjoy our most important relationships for eternity. So we will be with Jesus and we will be with our precious loved ones. Well, the third treasure for our forever home is we belong there as official citizens. Official citizens. If you've ever traveled outside the U.S. to a different country, you know that you need to have a passport that shows you are a citizen of this country, of the United States. Your passport allows you to visit other countries for a certain period of time, but you will be returning to your real home, the U.S., where you are a citizen. And if you've ever traveled to another country, you know the feeling you get when your feet are back on U.S. soil, because you're home. You're home. Dr. Jeremiah writes on page 31, he writes, heaven is also precious to us because that's our place of residence. He writes, I'm not just talking about where we'll live. I'm talking about our citizenship. When we experience the salvation offered through the gospel of Jesus Christ, we legally become residents of heaven. Philippians 3:20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That means we are not citizens of earth who are going to heaven. We are citizens of heaven who are traveling through earth right now. Love that perspective. I need that perspective. How about you? We are citizens of heaven. We're just passing through the earth right now, right? Like the old gospel hymn. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. We are citizens of heaven if we've accepted Jesus as our Savior. That's a treasure, the security that that brings. Well, the fourth treasure of our forever home is we will receive an eternal inheritance. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 1:3-4, he wrote this, praise be to the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. You know, unlike any earthly inheritance we might receive, which can be spent, can perish, can fade away, we one day will receive an inheritance that is incorruptible. Dr. Jeremiah writes this on page 35 of his work. You have an inheritance in Christ that will never be touched by inflation. It won't be lost in an economic crash. Its value will never decline or decrease. And it is both reserved and preserved for you. Your name is on it, and your eternal resources are there in heaven. You know, that's something for us to remember, our inheritance in heaven. It's being reserved for us and preserved for us even now. Even now, he's caring for us. That's a precious promise. I wonder, have you watched those home improvement shows? I love them. I have to confess, I'm an HGTV fan, and any other type of home improvement show. I just love when they bring the family home to see their new home. I love that part the most. I love their squeals of delight, their screams, their tears, you know, when they see that new home and how it's been, well, prepared just for them. But more than any of the most talented home designers could ever conceive, our forever home in heaven will hold for us treasures more precious to us than any earthly home could provide. For we will be with Jesus, and we will be with our loved ones who love Jesus. And we will enjoy the security of citizenship. And we will be blessed with an eternal inheritance that does not fade away. What could be better? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com, for all the details. Thank you, and God bless.